The Pays de Gex has its own brewery, the Brasserie Gexienne. The beer it produces is available in many local shops, as well as the brewery itself in Ornay, which is also becoming an arts venue in itself. It hosts bands, stand-up comedy, and also shows off work by local artists. It was set up and is still run by Stephanie Ponsard. She started it from scratch, and Stephanie still does everything.
Brasserie Gexienne opened its door in September 2012.
Right.
And I created this brewery because, in fact, it's a professional retraining. Initially, I was working in a pharmaceutical field.
Fantastic. Now, the thing about the Brasserie Gexienne, you brew your own beer, clearly, but you have in your brewery, it's an event venue. You have lots of things going on.
Yes, since 1 year now, we created the Quartier Gexien, the QG, with the help of Philippe Lachaise, the owner of Yes Company, the Your Event Solution. It helps us to organize a programmation. He welcomes also the artist and he's doing the sound checks, things
right.
that I don't know to do.
Okay.
I know to brew, but I don't know to do all these kind of things.
It's a wide range of different events.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got music.
Exactly.
So many different styles of music, from rock to jazz to many other things. Also, you've got an exhibition space as well for art.
Exactly. We have a possibility to do exhibition, like painting and photos. And we also organize a workshop in the QG and many, many things, as you said, because we are doing creators market. I have a long list, improvisation team. Theater, magic
right.
show, stand-up jam session, and we really want to support artists, in fact, and we really want to open our doors to all kind of arts and movements, and so if people want to knock to the door and say, okay, I want to show something or do something,
right.
just come to us. We will be really happy to improve your hearts.
Okay, so this is, as the brewery is, it's a great venue for lots of different events. You should check out, I'll give you the website in a few moments, but you should check out also the Facebook group, and then you'll just find out what's going on, because that program is varied and changes regularly. But of course, let's get back to the most important aspect of all of this, Stephanie. It's the fact that you brew beer. And the beer, what sort of beer do you brew? And you can actually buy it, obviously, across the region, can't you?
Okay, so I brew now, let's say, around 8 different beers, and
right.
you can find them at the brewery, of course, directly, but you can find it in different kind of shops all over the Pays de Gex. A little bit around, but we are really focused on being and staying local, because we are brewing with local cereals, and we
right.
want really to stay local.
That's an important philosophy for you,
exactly.
to actually be local, local ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and a true local beer.
Exactly. Our cereals grows in Chalet, Pays de Gex.
Right.
And they are malted in Viry by a malting pot. They just moved from Allons-y-la-Caille. So, but anyway, it's very close. And this is a good opportunity for me to just go there with my truck and pick up the bags of cereals that I need. And I go to the brewery and I brew them directly. So that's a good thing for me to have my own cereals.
Right. And you do, I mean, Stephanie, you do everything. I mean, you set up
yes.
the Brasserie Gexienne, as you say, 10 years ago, and you brew the beer and you say you do everything, including the cleaning. It's entirely yours.
Exactly. But thankfully, my husband come to join me two
right.
years ago. At least we are two people. That's,
okay.
that's not bad.
All right. I mean, how much beer do you brew?
5,000 litres a year, around 5,000 a year.
5,000
yes.
litres a year.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
And like I say, it is available in local shops as well as at the brewery
mm-hmm.
itself. And you, clearly it's going well. You've been doing it for 10 years.
Yes, it's going well. Even if we are staying small, and we really want to stay
right.
small, because we want to do everything by our own.
Right.
It's going well, and now it's improving with the QG, this Quartier Gessien,
yeah.
This event part, and we are really happy to mix these two different kind of things, the brewing in one part and the event in the other hand.
So beer and live music go well together.
Exactly.
that's very clear. All right, so Stephanie, just to round up, if people want to find out more about what you have going on, of course you have a website, clearly.
Exactly, brasseriegessienne.fr.
BrasserieGessienne.fr. Okay.
Exactly.
All the details are there, but of course you also have a Facebook and Instagram account as well. So follow those. And you can see all the different events going on at the brewery. Now, if you're wondering where is the brewery, the Brasserie Gessienne, it's in Ornay. And very quickly, it's where you might find Jardiland, the garden centre. That's on the corner of the main road, and it's just down the end of that small street where you turn on for Jardiland. But just keep going towards the end, and you'll find the brewery down there. So, Stephanie, best of luck. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Mark, for inviting me, because this is a great opportunity for me to talk about this this project and Brasserie Gessienne.
I'm always happy to talk about beer. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.